Hello, my name is Bisi Oladipupo and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwordpodcast.com. Today, I'll be sharing on health and safety measures in the Bible. Let's start by defining health and safety. In summary, health and safety is any form of action or measure taken to prevent an accident or injury. So, can we find health and safety measures in the Bible? Yes, we can. Let's have a look at scripture. Mark 3 verses 7 to 9, and I read, "But Jesus withdrew himself with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him, and from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from beyond Jordan, and from Tyre. A great multitude, when they had heard what great things he did, came unto him. And he spoke to his disciples that his small ship should wait on him because of the multitude, lest they should drown him." Now, I'll now read verse 9 again in the New King James Version for the sake of emphasis. "So he told his disciples that a small boat should be kept ready for him because of the multitude, lest they should crush him." Lest they should crush him. Here we can see Jesus Christ our Lord apply crowd control measures and requested a boat so that the multitude do not crush him. Now, let's have a look at an account in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 22, verse 8. And I read, "When thou buildest a new house, then shalt thou make a battlement for thy roof, that thou bring not blood upon thy house, if any man fall from it." I'll now read that again in the New Living Translation. "When you build a new house, you must build a railing around the edge of its flat roof. That way you will not be considered guilty of murder if someone falls from the roof." Here we can see measures to ensure that nobody falls off a roof. Once again, the application of health and safety. Can we find other scriptures that imply a concept of health and safety? Yes, we can. Romans 13 verse 10, and I read, "Love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law." Can knowingly exposing someone to a risk of harm or injury be doing them wrong? I think it is safe to say yes. 1 Peter 2:13 to 14 requires us to obey the laws of the land. The majority of the time, these laws are for our own protection. Proverbs 22 verse 3, and I read, "A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. We are not to knowingly expose ourselves to safety risks. We must remember that foolishness is sin. Proverbs 24:9 and Mark 7:22. We need to obey safety rules. We need to avoid taking obvious dangerous risks. I will now read this account, this true account from a devotional. "At the age of 42 or 43, one of my uncles was working at a power plant at Texas. He was one of the two men who worked the graveyard shift from midnight to 8 a.m. The following was painted on a wall at the plant: Do not pull this switch unless the rubber mat is in place. At about 4 a.m. one morning, my uncle stepped outside to get a little fresh air. The grass was wet with dew, so his feet got wet. He came back in and pulled that switch without the rubber mat being in place. Hundreds of volts of electricity went through him. The man upstairs heard him. He ran downstairs, grabbed a pole to ground and protect himself from that powerful voltage and knocked my uncle loose. Then he called an ambulance. My uncle was still conscious at the time. They put him in the ambulance and headed toward the hospital. He realized he was dying, but praise God he went home singing because he was a Christian. Well, I'm glad he went to heaven, but he couldn't say God took him. He just went home early because he was careless." Did you ever notice that when people abide by the safety rules, God doesn't take so many of them home? I said that jokingly. The point is, if we are not careful, we can put the blame in the wrong place. This account speaks for itself. Unfortunately, a safety rule was violated that had very devastating effects. Looking back at scripture, we read that Jesus Christ took safety precautions and applied crowd control measures. We also could see from the Old Testament that we are that there was a requirement for them to require to apply safety measures. The Bible says that we should be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Wisdom is the principal thing. Ultimately, divine protection is of the Lord. Let's make wise decisions that will make that a practical reality in our lives. And in closing, I will read Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. God's will for our life is peace and not evil. Thanks for listening.